This time on Kawaii-Fi Radio, Aaron has watched Kamen Rider.
I see all the like flashes of stuff as it pops up on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Like Kamen Rider getting crucified, Kamen Rider waiting in a coffin to attack someone.
Oh, in Hitler's coffin. Yes.
Yeah, in Hitler's coffin.
And we come up with ideas for dinosaur animes, as there are not enough.
The ninjas and the dinosaurs are both boys.
Oh my god. Oh.
And they're kissing. Stegosaurus eyeliner.
And Kylosaurus blush.
Oh my god. Stegosaurus makeup.
Kawaii-Fi Radio.
Konnichiwa, and welcome you to Kawaii-Fi Radio, the podcast we dive in the world of anime manga. I'm Kyle, with me is a Kenny and an Aaron, and this episode, dinosaurs. Got some bad news on that front. There's three dinosaur animes.
That's really not that much.
Three dinosaurs animes and there's three of us? So we got it covered?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So yeah.
This is going to be your comprehensive guide, people.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched a damn thing.
Yeah, look, it's we went into this a bit gung-ho because we know Japan likes dinosaurs. But it seems like that hasn't translated over to the anime world, and we'll explain that more as we get into that segment. But yeah, so we've got something a little bit different this episode. We're trying a little bit of a new segment, and this is something we've discussed in the past and planned to do, and now we're finally doing it.
Yay!
So, yeah, you get to experience something brand new.
Prepare yourselves. This is going to be weird.
Yeah.
Probably dumb.
If you're new here, subscribe. And with that, here's what we've been watching.
I have no idea how old I am or where I came from.
Daddy! Ohayo!
Hang tight! I gotta go!
I have to know!
Hooray! I did the thing!
Oni-chan, nani wo miru?
What we're watching?
I watched the 1940 cut of Count of Monte Cristo on YouTube, actually. That was good.
You needed to wait for the bed to drop before you said that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you can't sleep on a bed while it's up, Kenny.
That's quitter talk.
I don't know. I've played enough Sims to know that you do not sleep on a bed when it's up. You will die.
Yeah, I played enough.
Is it the Murphy beds that kill you?
Yeah, because Monkey Island had one of those as well. Yeah.
So, it has been a hot minute.
A while.
Since we've talked properly. If you're on the Patreon, you'll have heard some of the manga we talked about the last episode extra beforehand. But actual shows we've been watching, yeah. This season has been unusual. There's a lot to watch, but personally, maybe it's just because I'm distracted. I haven't felt like watching a lot of it.
Yeah, I've been very distracted as well. Like, I've found more comfort in music.
Yeah, and me, it's been manga, and Kenny's his phone. Oh, you're getting your synopsis up, or...
Yeah,
trying to find it. So Kenny's been watching My Stepsisters Aren't Evil.
Yes, indeed.
Which is from this season.
It is, and it's bloody adorable. Not my usual thing, but it's because... Okay, sort of dumb backstory. We changed over a bunch of the computers at work, which means my login details for YouTube didn't carry over, so I don't have my account and I'm not infected with my own dumb algorithm. But it still has managed to detect, oh, hey, you like anime. Here's a few free episodes that some person has uploaded. So I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I haven't checked my country roll in a while.
Were they in five parts?
No, unfortunately, it's not usual YouTube formats. They were in complete episodes. But yes. So I've been watching like the full series of this on some random corner of YouTube.
Huh.
Disregard the constabulary. It's adorable. There is a young peasant girl in just sort of turn of the century Japan. Her mother has died, and so she is being adopted by her other mother. With buttons in her eyes. Now,
oh, God. This is not Coraline.
Her father basically was sort of double married sort of thing. And so she's moving in with her very, very rich, very, very prestigious family. And they all seem very intense to her because she's from a peasantish background. They are from a very
good world. Sounds very Cinderella.
Very much so. But then they're like, oh, what's this? You haven't read this library of books. You are uneducated. Well, that's really exciting because now we get to introduce you to all these books. What's this? You don't have these high quality dresses. Let's take you dress shopping. It's going to be great. It's just, it is the same joke over and over where this girl is like, oh no, they're going to hate me. They're going to think I'm stupid or like not educated or not cultured. And yes, they do. And then they're like, okay, we've got so much cool stuff to show you.
So, but you don't have this, but well, let's improve it for you.
The mother is a force of nature all of her own. She is something else.
Checks.
She is like the most scary looking creature you've ever seen. Very much their wicked stepmother sort. She bursts through the wall at one point because she reveals that she has secret passages going into every room in the house to just sort of scare them and say, why are you up late? Without your hot chocolates.
God.
Same joke over and over, but it's sort of like a
Sleepy Princess in Demon's Castle.
It's like, okay, I get it, but I want to see what you're going to do next.
Yeah, fair.
And so she started attending a like extremely prestigious, snooty upper-class school. She has already made several friends because they're just like, what's this? Someone from a peasant background? That's so cool.
It's almost Auron vibes.
Very, yeah, very much yeah. So.
Like, what do you if mean you, like, you drink the instant coffee?
This is amazing.
It's like a mix between Auron and Manamashita Rumikun.
Yes.
Honestly,
if you were a fan of Auron, this is going to be for you. It's dumb. It's wonderful.
All right, Crunchyroll for that, of course.
Or YouTube.
Yeah. Aaron, you watched a film.
I watched a film, a live-action film.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A Japanese live-action film.
Oh, no. Wait, no, that's good. That's better.
It was a film. It was a Japanese action film.
Okay, we're going to skip the rest of those lyrics.
Yes, we are.
Walked outside into the rain.
And I opened my phone and watched the film.
So, Shin Kamen Rider.
The new Kamen Rider. So, was this the one that was done by Anno from Evangelion? Because he did Shin Godzilla, and
I think so, yeah.
It's part of that interconnected.
Yeah, yeah. And
describe the Shins.
Well, they had bike pads on them.
Awesome.
Because he rides a motorcycle.
I mean, that
but
checks.
It's supposed to be the origin of Kamen Rider.
Well,
that makes sense.
Yes.
That's kind of what all of the Toho's Shin franchises are. So Shin Godzilla was the origin of Godzilla. Shin Kamen Rider, the origin of Kamen Rider.
Like in the West, it's pretty controversial to say, okay, we're going to do a prequel to explain the origin of everything.
And it's normally rubbish.
A lot of times it doesn't go well. Yeah. But how did this turn out though?
I wasn't expecting a lot of it. Like, so it starts off with the guy fighting off, I forget what the evil organization is called, Quaker or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
the Oats, yeah. No.
Yeah, because we get those over here. And he doesn't know what's going on, but he's fighting them. And he runs into this girl. She gives him his iconic scarf, the red Kamen Rider scarf.
Yeah. Awesome.
And he has to help her, but they keep coming after him. And he's got his bike, the Hurricane. And then he finds a guy with the exact same power set. Exact same transformation, and they fight, but he's a little bit stronger.
Oh, is it Shocker?
Shocker, that's the one.
Yeah.
Quaker's close.
Yeah. Shock, Quake.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, it goes through, like, how this transformation wasn't quite right for his body, and how it's having all these negative impacts on him. And towards the end, he dies, and he passes the torch on to the other guy with almost identical powers with the same transformation. And he takes over, and he changes his name into a combination of both of the names. And I feel like if you watched the original Kamen Rider, you would have seen like all of that coming.
Yeah.
But like for me, who hasn't seen a lot of the original Kamen Rider stuff, that was really interesting to see. And like the choreography's still the very typical tokusatsu choreography that's very much designed for kids.
It's kind of what you're there for, though. It's crazy awesome.
You're
kind
of there for the outlandish, just, yeah, okay, we get it.
It's a genre.
Yeah, but that's the charm in it. And that's what I found was most enjoyable about it. Like, it was still that, because Kamen Rider's got that almost campy feel to it with how over the top it is. And it's just comforting to see that even with a gritty reboot, they still keep true to that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing with the whole gritty reboot of it. It's like, it's pretty exceptionally violent and bloody for Kamen Rider.
Yes.
That, I mean, that's part of the whole thing for
the Shin reboots.
Yeah.
Although my one of my like big Kamen Rider friends did kind of explain that, like, a lot of the Kamen Rider stuff is pretty dark, or like the glitzy colors and stuff aside. Like,
yes.
One of the recent series, they have a belt
that eats snacks.
Yes. And that's the main story of that is like otherworldly creatures turning people into, like, melting them down to turn them into candies, which are basically drugs to them.
Yes.
So he's technically eating people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Well, Kamen Rider's got, like, the two... you know the iceberg meme? Where it's, like, the tip of the iceberg and everyone kind of gets it, and then you go underneath and it's all the dark, gritty stuff?
Let me tell you about Gundam.
Let me tell you about Banjo-Kazooie.
Right.
I beg your
Banjo-Kazooie's got a full iceberg thing.
Yeah.
I need a drink.
You had one last night.
So... Shin Kamen Rider, like, I've really enjoyed it for the sake of just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understanding it, getting an introduction.
Getting a good run into it, because, like, as an older person who hasn't seen that much Kamen Rider, like, I see all the, like, flashes of stuff as it pops up on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Kamen Rider getting crucified, Kamen Rider waiting in a coffin to attack someone.
Oh, in Hitler's coffin, yes.
Yeah, in Hitler's coffin.
I'm sorry.
That what? Happened. And then they were attacked by Starfish Hitler.
Yeah. Starfish Hitler's a thing in Kamen Rider.
Oh my god.
No, in the early stuff, they were a bit more laissez-faire with that stuff.
Evidently,
Kamen Rider's just absolutely unhinged.
Yeah, like, clearly.
I still don't understand how they decide their sort of like their storylines and stuff. Like, they have the themed sort of like suits and costumes.
Oh, okay. I've got the perfect answer for you. So you remember that episode of South Park where they went to
the
production studio Family Guy and they had manatees, yes.
They will drag the balls across of just random story ideas which they then create. But like
Starfish Hitler. Cool.
But it's just sort of like, okay, imagine you were in the Kamen Rider series and I was like, okay, we've got these fruit-themed Kamen Riders. This is real. Okay, and how are we gonna make a story about this? What if the person who wears the suit has dance battles? What?
Well, it's fruity, right?
And then it connects to the bloody Garden of Eden fruit and stuff like that. And stuff.
Yeah, and it's all set around a giant tournament arc, essentially. They have to fight in a coliseum against other Kamen Riders with fruit powers.
It's... And here's the thing. They take it... They present it as absolutely seriously,
as serious as a heart attack.
And they take it to dark places... Somehow.
I really feel like we need to properly watch Kamen Rider and do a deep dive onto it.
I think what we need to bring in Lore Masters.
I've got a Lore Master. You've got one as well,
I've
right?
got one. We should form a club.
We should bring them both in and have them battle.
No. No. No, I bet both of them it won't work. It'll just be awkward.
I don't know. It would start awkward, but then they'd start nerding out about Kamen Rider. And
then
flow.
They'd be best friends. And then they'd come and ride a double it.
Yep.
Okay. Psyker! Cyclone! Joker!
Oh, that...
Oh, no.
My mate still won't forgive me for that because I keep laughing at that Kamen Rider. He's vertically split in half because he's kind of technically two different people.
He's two people in one body.
But for...
Rabbit tank!
But so to do his final attack, he splits vertically in half. And for some reason... I found that so ridiculously funny. I couldn't stop laughing at it. My mate hated me for that.
Well, it is. Look, I'm being blunt.
Like, but this is so serious. It's so cool.
But it's kind of dumb.
But he's like, he just fired his left half at his enemy.
Yeah.
Does he just hop around?
Have you ever hated someone so much you just fired your left half at them? Boom.
No, but I have fired my right half at them.
Oh, yeah, Prague, of course.
All right.
You were drunk.
I haven't been to Prague.
You were very drunk.
That's how we got him on the flight.
I was going to say, this is Amsterdam, but it's the Eurotrip because all of Eurotrip's scenes were filmed in Prague because it was cheaper than going to the actual cities. So the scene when they're in Amsterdam is actually in Prague.
Yeah.
But we've been to Amsterdam and you're telling me we actually went to Prague.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shin Kamen Rider.
It was the Amsterdam.
I think it's on Amazon.
I think it would have been Amazon.
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
Yep, go watch it. But... well, look.
It's not as ridiculous as the rest of Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
It's still more ridiculous. It's got the flying bike and all.
I mean, look, if you enjoyed, like, Power Rangers as a kid, then this might be kind of like how people enjoyed Godzilla 2000, enjoyed Godzilla, the Japanese one, Minus One, and Shin Godzilla.
God, that was so
because
cool.
it took that concept, gave it its original, back to its original country, and gave it the proper treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, this one I'd say is definitely more aimed towards adults rather than children.
Yeah.
So, like, as an adult who enjoyed those sorts of shows, you'll enjoy this.
But yeah, you got to consider that the people who enjoyed, like, your OG Kamen Riders or your older Kamen Riders as a kid, they are old enough now to, like, look at this and go, oh my God, this is made for me!
Well, I mean, Kamen Rider toys in Japan are kind of collectibles now. Like,
oh yeah, only adults can afford the belts.
Well, I don't even mean that. I mean the figurines. Like, they're kind of like G.I. Joe, where they've become a collectible item that's based around this toy nostalgia trend.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like Mandaraki, the store where everyone, so it's a massive chain throughout Japan. Everyone sell their old stuff to it and they resell stuff. And the one that is in Digimon Time Sleuth building, Nagano Broadway, yep. The one on the top floor has like the building is half Mandarak, but the one on the very top floor is all old toys.
I have only the deepest respect for like the collectors and the fans of Kamen Rider because they are scary.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, I'm with you there.
And their cosplay skills. Jesus.
Yeah, I was about to mention the cosplayers are on another level.
Like, you know, the people who make their own, like, Stormtrooper armor or Master Chief Halo suits. Yeah, think of that, but, like, imagine that on almost a fan-made, industrialized level of them just creating these incredible suits in half the time.
Yeah. Like, Master Chief suits and Stormtrooper suits are very tame.
Yeah, by comparison.
You get, like, Kamen Rider build.
I don't know the most recent Kamen Rider series coming out, I don't know what the plot is for it. I saw the trailer.
Is that Getz?
No, is it? I don't know.
I think it's Getz.
But yeah, Hyundai?
I was talking to my Kamen Rider friend about it.
No, just there's a car that Hyundai gets.
Like, you look at some of the older suits and, you know, they're, like, armor pieces, armor plates and stuff like that. But this one has, like, flowy lines separated from the suit coming out.
Oh, the one that looks like Hatsune Miku.
Yes.
Yes. Like,
and on that point, we're moving on from Kamen Rider because we'll be here all day otherwise.
Kamen Rider episode.
So I have been obviously watching the Ghost in the Shell anime.
Hey.
And then I decided I was going to go back and read the Ghost in the Shell manga because I've had it sitting there for a long time. Wow, it's close.
One to one, baby.
Yeah.
Well,
there are some slight changes in there. But the manga is fantastic, and the anime does a very faithful job of recreating it. But I find the manga is so on the nose about so many things that have occurred since it was released. prime example, there is a chain of islands to the north of Japan, which is referred to as the Northern Territories. After World War II ended and Japan retreated and accepted defeat, the US and the UK encouraged Russia to take those islands off them.
Hmm.
Because they were like, at the time, obviously, they didn't trust Japan. Makes sense. They'd been the villain. They'd blown up Pearl Harbor. So those islands are still contested, and technically Russia and Japan are still in a state of war.
Huh.
I literally was reading that chapter, and I was like, what are they talking about? I don't recognize the name of that island. There's a chapter in the book where they've gone to one of those islands, which has now been handed back to the Japanese from the Russians as part of an agreement on technology. And there's a city there, and it's a cyber city. And I'm like, I don't know this island. What are they talking about? And searched it up. First item in the news article from like 2 days ago, Putin visits Ireland. First time a sitting Russian president has it since like the 2000s. I'm sitting there going, why? And it's like 2 days before the anniversary of the bomb as well. So it's like, I'm sitting there going, why are these things happening while I'm reading the thing?
prophecies.
That happened for me when I was reading comic Transmetropolitan while the American elections were going on. And I'm just like, oh, there's a lot of one-to-one going on here.
Yeah, right?
Fiction isn't so fiction anymore.
No, it's not.
I'm almost afraid to write anything because, like, it's like I'm going to...
It might come true.
Yeah. It seems to happen to a lot of, like, prolific people. I am not prolific. I'm not even good. I'm not even decent.
You're wrong. You are decent.
But it's just sort of like, I just figure, okay, if I'm going to write something and I'm going to turn on the TV 20 years later and I'm going to just...
And that's why we only write fantasy.
No, that might come true.
No, because the political undertones in that will happen.
Yes, that's true. But anyway, Ghost in the Shell manga. If you're enjoying the series, highly recommend go watch it.
I've got into so many arguments because of this new series.
Yeah, so many people just do not understand the source material because they're so like, used to
it. Why have you made Motoko so silly and derpy? And she's a lesbian now. My brother in Cthulhu's moist embrace. Have you seen the original?
I was going to say you want to go look at literally page 4 of chapter 7 of the manga where she's staring.
Why do you which panel, Kyle?
The four. Numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
Panel 4. They've gone to a robot spare parts factory, and someone hacked in and reconstructed a body using all the spare parts. They don't normally build a bottle body, but as they're walking in and he's explaining this, Monoko's staring at a bulk body kit with no arms and no legs, but she's staring at the crotch with the big eyes. You said it wasn't goofy. Do you know the source material?
Like,
you've only watched either the film or Standalone Complex.
Even
and
in
not paid
Standalone
attention.
Complex, there is like little hints of her like sass and of like her profound bisexuality.
Oh yeah,
but. Yeah, people just seem to have missed that part and think that she is a soulless robot because of, I don't know, the Scarlett Johansson movie.
Yeah, in the manga, she gets a boyfriend and that doesn't work out. And then like 2 chapters later, we see her with a harem of women. So like, yeah, she's very bisexual. And I mean, like, look, if you can literally swap into any body you want, yeah, I guess it's not really an issue, is it?
Yeah, identity
it's
becomes...
It's hearts, not parts.
Yeah.
Identity becomes very fluid when you can simply change your body about like that.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Gorilla arms.
And a shotgun. But yeah, go read it. I'd highly recommend it. The Viz Media have the English translation online, I believe. And they
it's
also
really
have
good.
The hardback, which is the hardback.
And
I need
animation
is that a
sound
devastator?
Flowy. Hardback Sand Devastan.
The anime is also very good as well. If you're not watching it, go watch it. It's Science Saru, who we love. They're a great studio. That's kind of picks for the moment. There are more we cared mention, obviously, Witch in Mongolia is fantastic season. Emma's been watching Though I Am the Villain. No, not Though I Am the Villainess.
The Inept Villainess.
Inept Villainess, which is fantastic and really funny too.
I feel like this is going to be the sort of similar thing to Evil Stepsisters. Same joke, but funny.
Well, in this one, it is a case that the villainess has swapped bodies with the sick girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's
the sick girl's family creed is grit, just the word grit. So it doesn't matter how hard it is, because she's lived being sick, she still did things. So if she was sick and couldn't leave, she had heaps of hobbies and all that. So she's good at a lot of things, and now she's got a body that can move.
And so she's just like, great.
it's hilarious. And then, you know, the villainess is like, oh, well, it's me. But everyone's looking after me, so this is great.
Attention.
It's not going well for her. Let's just put it that way. Like, people are going like, that's not who... That's not her. What is going on with her? And then, you know, the villainess comes in and it's got the good girl in it and everyone's like, that's not her. That's not how she would act normally. Why did she not rise to that? But yeah, really good that one as well.
Because normally in those sorts of things, people are so oblivious that they're like, oh, she's changed. Anyway.
Yeah. Demons of the Shadow Realm is continuing, and that is continuing to be fantastic. You and I Are Polar Opposites continuing, also very good. I feel like because we haven't had as many episodes that are full episodes with previews, we should kind of give you the quick list.
Digimon still continuing. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Did you end up keep watching Black Torch?
Black Torch. No. I'm behind on everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the case.
Sorry, people. We're not like those big YouTubers who
I
watch
had
every
jury
anime.
Duty, man.
Yeah.
I got to tell you about that. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk dinosaurs. Wi-Fi Radio.
And now for our feature presentation.
Now featuring.
So starting from the top, the first ever anime about dinosaurs was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No, I'm kidding. I broke both of your brains there because of the underworld. But it wasn't Japanese, so it's just getting the funk going. This one seems a bit louder than it should be.
It is.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'll bring it down in post. That's fine anyway.
Funky.
Anyway, so there's not a lot of dinosaur anime.
Which is so weird.
Yeah, I mean, especially considering you've got like a train station in Western Japan, which has like heaps of dinosaur bones and structures out the front of it.
You got the hotel with the reception staff that are robot dinosaurs.
Velociraptor receptions.
Yep, yeah. You've got the museum where the T-Rex does the roar and then talks to you.
Yeah, it's Japanese. Like, rah, konnichiwa, this is what the T-Rex would sound like when it roars.
Yeah.
It's so adorable. Like,
it's a lot.
Yeah, like they very much love their dinosaurs. I don't know if they have any skeletons or any like...
They do.
Oh, okay.
So the reason that town has the dinosaurs at the train station is because that's a major site for bone discovery.
Right.
It's not as major as some, but yeah, like here in Western Australia, we're massive for part of the flying, like the pterodactyl line, but it's not the pterodactyl, it's the one that came before it, which is much bigger and scarier. Mm. And that is...
The pterosaur?
No, it's the... Yeah, the pterosaur. Yeah, the flying one with like...
Quetzal...
Yeah, you know the one I mean, though.
Quetzalcoatlus, like, yeah.
Not
the mythological creature, the one that's named after the mythological creature.
Quetzalcoatlusaurus? Quetzalcoatlemon.
I'm going to slap you.
So yeah, the reason we've got a lot of pterosaurs is because Western Australia was merged with South America during Pangaea, and that's why it's across there and into us.
Grand Order of the
Pterosaur. East Coast has that, and West Coast has the ones that were traveling across land. But anyway, so dinosaurs, obviously, around the world, fairly popular.
Especially with autistic kids.
Yeah, let's be honest. A lot of us anime fans who are deep into anime are kind of a little neurospicy.
What is the connection between dinosaurs and trains?
Space
train dinosaurs. Let's make an anime.
There were trains in space. It's fine. We got that already.
Yeah, but now we've got to add dinosaurs.
We've got dinosaurs in space. It's called...
Dinosaur Laser Fight by NSP?
No, I was going to say Power Rangers in space, because their first Zoids were the dinosaur Zoids, but they were in space and then they changed them.
They kind of tried to make it a long continuing story over in the West when it was not separate connected. Stories yeah. in Japan.
But they'd occasionally meet.
Yeah. But anyway, it's kind of funny that, you know, it didn't really transition over into like live action or anime. And now don't get me wrong, like we don't have in the West a lot of dinosaur media, but there is a lot more than Japan has.
Transformers Beast Wars.
I mean, that's... yeah.
Dino Riders.
Yeah, actually, no, you're making a very good point. And as I said, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they had it there. We had the Godzilla animated series, which then included dinosaurs as part of it outside of Godzilla.
We have a lot of dinosaur media here in the West. And just especially movies. Dinosaurs.
We're back. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was the TV show version as well.
Land Before Time.
And I mean, there's the general reason why we're even talking about dinosaurs in the first place. Jurassic Park.
Thanks. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Sam Neill.
Which was the reason we came up with this idea. But... in Japan, we've kind of got like, I want to say three animes, really.
Yeah, three big ones.
So the,
and anything live action?
I'm trying to remember, what was the one that was before Dinosaur King, like the really old one?
The really old one.
Yeah, because I couldn't find it anywhere. It down.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, loosely, very loosely, Zoids. Because they're dinosaur robots.
I mean, yeah. Pokemon technically has dinosaurs in it, but
yeah, they've got a big fossil line.
There's Dinozaurs, the series, which was 2000, but that was like 12 episode, and it's not very good.
A show by a Canadian creator that I wanted to talk about, but unfortunately, because he's Canadian and they used a Korean studio, we can't talk about. It's Kung Fu Dino Posse.
Oh, yeah.
Unsay those words.
Those words together are amazing.
So I'm going through a couple of different lists that I've got.
Posse in a title does not deserve to be there unless it's the Insane Clown Posse.
Dinosaurs and Kung Fu.
I mean, One Piece has dinosaurs in it, technically. Yeah? Dragon Ball has dinosaurs
in it.
That's
the thing, they're always...
Yu-Gi-Oh has dinosaurs in it.
They're always incidental, random sort of side part of the
They're a flavor.
Mm.
Yeah,
it keeps throwing Digimon in here.
It's not even a flavor. It's
Transformers.
A spice. It's a sprinkle.
But that's technically Western, I guess, so.
It's not even like a flavor. It is a sprinkle on top of the ice cream.
Mooka Mooka Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
That one's got little dinosaurs in it as well. She's a pet shop owner, waits for an egg to hatch, and it turns into a little dinosaur. Green dinosaur.
I love the concept of keeping little dinosaurs as pets.
That's cute.
Jura Tripper.
But they get...
Jura Tripper.
Which is Jurassic Park, or Jurassic Tripper. Now, this one I could not find anywhere. I even went searching in the questionable locations and no one was seating it. So this was from 95. It ran for 39 episodes, but that's the oldest one we've kind of found. We've got My Roommate is a Dinosaur, which is very weird.
That's more like for your Pop Team Epic sort of thing. It's like random sort of funny skits more than an actual show or story.
Yeah. Heart and Yumi in Japanese is actually Umasoho,
which means you are delicious.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Friendship between a Tyrannosaurus called Tyranno and a female Pterodon baby called Punon.
That's a different one.
No. It is the English translation must be a Four Kids where they've renamed it. Because that's the same one, right?
Yeah, that is. But that's not what he's. You can tell number by of looking at
20
that.
Episodes and 3 films.
Oh, that must be the show.
Okay, there we go.
There's a separate show for it.
Oh, okay. Okay, here's the oldest one that had a dinosaur. Aura Guzara Dado. Guzara is dinosaur. So Dino Dad, I guess, would probably be what that is.
That's what I am now referring to myself as.
Mr. Bikura breaking, as he usually does every day, his big egg to eat its contents. But here is that... Small plump dinosaur suddenly jumps out. Red skin monster that with a funny hat on. Oh, Guzara, as he is called, is a small dragon with a rhino horn in its face. Mm-hmm. And then there is Gon, which is kind of a little CG horrifying.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
That needs to be gone from my memory.
I think I remember that.
So, I think I remember it, like, too. I don't want to.
I think I remember it being from a game.
Half of the stuff in there is Digimon and Pokemon.
My mans.
The other stuff is kind of like obscure, weird children's programs. Like,
yeah, they're mostly aimed for like really young children.
Hmm. I found something which I don't think is actually anime, but it's called Shannon the Grown Dinosaur. It was a music video. Never mind. It's a Vocaloid song. So no, it's not a film. You've got Dino King, which is...
like
two
Tiger
seasons,
King, but...
I think it's about 60 episodes.
But this is something else. It's the alternative title is Jumbagi Hanbandaoi Gongryo 3D.
What?
I don't know what is going on there.
But yeah, that was a seizure.
I haven't seen something like that before. But a lot of them is just kind of like rather random things. Like the dinosaur is not the focus. It is just thrown in there to be a dinosaur.
It is a sprinkle
sense.
On the ice cream.
Like, there's literally one with dinosaurs and buses. It's called the Teo movie, the Teo Dinosaur Kingdom Adventure, where their bus goes into, I guess the Teo is the magic bus.
The magic
Japan.
School bus.
Yeah. They don't look very happy, these buses. They've got faces on them and everything's CG and weird. But yeah, like there's not like anything stand out here. Like, you have to be looking for things that are like kaiju adjacent, and we've got so much kaiju content which is very clearly not dinosaur. Like, there is a difference between those two concepts.
Still cool, but not the same.
Yeah. And because of that, finding something that truly fits into the correct category is really difficult. They're mostly either specials, one-offs, shorts.
All for kids.
You know, The Age of the Great Dinosaurs, which was released in 1979 by Toei, but it's got no English release, and it's kind of a bit weird in the art style. It's very kind of... here you go.
Wow.
Yeah, like very old school 70s.
That looks
style.
Like Reptar.
Exactly.
It looks like Reptar if he was done in the 70s, like Kimba the White Lion.
Yeah, right. Like a lot of these.
I feel like that's a plot point for like a Rugrats all grown up thing.
But this is the thing, like a lot of these ones that show up are like ugly CG things that are from some random studio from some random country that aren't out of Japan. Mm. Like there's Kawang Lantian, which is Chinese animation, and the art style looks like it should be West, from like Japan, 2006, 52 episodes, but it's not. It is a pure Chinese production, no Japanese backing or anything like that. And a lot of the stuff we're finding has come more out of either Western production houses, Korean or China.
It's just
Japan just doesn't seem to.
It's such a strange thing. It's like, are dinosaurs just sort of like only really given all like that hype in the West, or
just if you're under 5 in Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the kind of like the three ones that we have is that we've got the series and film version of God, I forgot how bad the manga's cover looks for Hard
yeah, and you should see the CG. Like, there's some bad pictures for Heart and Yummy.
Yeah. but yeah, it's an interesting film. You enjoyed it.
I loved it. It made me cry twice.
It released in 2010, was produced by Ijado Studio, licensed by Discotech, which means that it probably is available on Blu-ray.
I wouldn't mind getting a copy on Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's actually highly rated. It's on an 8.03 on my anime list, but it's only got 9,500 votes. But
I remember starting the series and like, oh yeah, this is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really stick around for it, and I feel bad about that.
Yeah, but that
just one's... watch the movie. Legit, just watch the movie.
Just watch the movie.
It covers the whole thing pretty much. All right. Yeah, everyone says the movie was a lot better than I expected, and I originally thought it'd be a low budget movie with a generic plot. It's actually a beautiful, enjoyable tale.
So yes, that's exactly how I feel.
So yeah, you basically, we talked about it briefly in the pre-show, but what's it about?
I don't think did we talk about it in the pre-show or did we talk pre-pre-show?
Pre-pre-pre-show actually. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, but yeah. So what is Heart and Yumi about?
Okay. So it's about a T-Rex who gets raised by a bunch of plant-eating dinosaurs for like the first few years of his life. And then he finds out that he's a meat eater and he runs away and he has to come to terms with that. And then as he's living his life as a meat eater, he encounters an egg. The egg hatches. He goes, oh, you look delicious. And then the creature runs up to him and goes, you must be my dad because you just named me delicious. And he's like, I guess I should wait to fatten you up and then I can eat you. but then he takes this little ankylosaur under his wing and he teaches it how to live and he gets attached to it and it teaches him how to defend himself from predators like himself. Mm. And he's like, if you can fend me off, you can fend anyone off.
Oh, that's
and
good.
It's about him like just learning that there's more than types, like there's more than just meat eater or plant eater, like everyone exists, everyone has feelings, sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's very sweet. It is G-rated, so good for all the whole family.
Strongly recommend.
It's a good one. And then the other one was Dinosaur King, which clearly was trying to basically become Pokemon or Digimon.
Well, so it's based on an arcade game that would give you rock, paper, scissors.
Oh.
And so different dinosaurs with different elements and like they had different advantages and all of that, but it all boiled down to rock, paper, scissors and you had to press it on the machine. And if you won, you could get a printouted card of that dinosaur and you could use that in your next fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The anime was very lackluster. It was four kids and they used the same dubbing team as Pokemon.
That's right. It's all the same voice actors.
Yeah. Veronica Taylor, the voice of Ash, does the voice of the main character in this, Max. Mm. They've also got Jesse and James in there as two of the villains.
I mean, that's still very dark type. Yeah.
But it also follows the traditional plot progression of those kinds of shows, which starts off as boy makes friends with creature, fights off enemy once and like learns that that's a big picture, and then
final episode is boy fights god.
Yeah, all of them
wait, what?
Good and bad guys are in space fighting cosmic dinosaurs.
What?
Oh my god,
I'm sorry, how did we get here? What?
It's the Gurren Lagann escalation scale.
Oh, for Chrome's sakes.
But where Gurren Lagann was a comedy of that, they were trying to be serious.
No, but the ending is so terrible because they all get on this spaceship and they're like, this is the final battle. They do like a tiny little battle that takes like 2 minutes and then like they all get sent back to Earth and one of the guys who's constantly changing between good and bad teams is like, no, I'm the only one who can do this. Flies his spaceship into the bad dinosaurs and that's it.
That sounds like it was cancelled.
It sounds very much like it was cancelled. It also sounds very much like this was a toy production line that they didn't much care for in the animation sense.
Poochie died on the way back to his own planet.
Yes.
Yeah, the synopsis is like, Dr. Taylor was a paleontologist on a mission with his son, Max, in Africa. Rex, Max's best friend, joins along as well. Max had stumbled across some magic stone slabs with images of dinosaurs. The boys and their friend Zoe were being called out by the dinosaurs for help.
Yep.
My God. No.
If you were a kid and you watched this, this would have been like your calling. You would have been like, this is my destiny.
Dinosaurs.
But like as an adult watching it, you're like, oh, this was a cash grab.
Yeah. Like we do need to obviously give mention to Dragon Ball for featuring dinosaurs in the Badlands area and Darling in the Franxx with the hybridization of dinosaurs and humans. And this has all also kind of come up as well because Jurassic Shadows is coming out soon,
yes,
which is hilariously by the director who did Apothecary Diaries.
They've got dino DNA, and when they apply makeup, they get dino powers and can summon dinosaur JoJo stands.
But then they need to fight the ninjas, and then who have been living in secret since.
Yeah, it's the dinosaurs are fighting the ninjas.
Are we sure this wasn't...
they kiss.
Are we sure this wasn't made by the people who made that Skate the Infinity anime?
I mean, Skate the Infinity was great, though.
Yeah.
And, oh no, the ninjas and the dinosaurs are both boys?
Oh my god. Oh.
And they're kissing?
Yeah, kiss. Yes, wear your makeup to turn into a dinosaur.
My eyeliner has powers. But yeah.
Stegosaurus eyeliner?
Ankylosaurus blush.
Oh my god. Stegosaurus makeup!
Velociraptor glitter glue. It feels too easy.
Magical. Oh, that's another one. So look, what we decided to do was like, there's not enough dinosaur anime, so we've come up with some anime ideas for it. And I think we've just created another one.
Well, that
kind of
links to my one.
I was going to say it's
gender swapped.
It's Sailor Moon, but they're dinosaurs.
Magical girl dinosaurs.
But instead of like turning into dinosaur themed armor or anything like in,
they just
Power
turn
Rangers.
Into dinosaurs
in a tutu. They've got it like with the magical girl
Sailor tutu. Outfit.
Yeah, no, so it only can be like the ones that stood on two legs, and then you'll have one who's like the Brachiosaurus, and it's sideways.
I feel like the tutu is going too far. I just like the idea that, you know, this young girl gets like the transformation one, and she's also like, oh, you mean I'll get turned into one of those pretty soldiers?
Turns into a T-Rex. Oh no.
Why are my arms so small?
I can't do push-ups like this.
Well, Aaron, fill us in. What is your dinosaur anime idea?
So, it's a tokusatsu dinosaur thing. So I know that Power Rangers have done like Dino Power, Dino Storm, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm not talking like themed like dinosaurs. I'm talking like you turn into the dinosaur.
Okay.
That'd be great. Okay, but the Zord's going to be terrifying.
The Zords have humans. To be humans, yeah. So they just have to be like a normal like Gundam.
Just like a dude. Like a full business suit and everything.
He's transformed into a giant businessman.
It's like Power Rangers, where the dinosaurs do indeed turn into the arms and legs.
Except the humans turn into dinosaur features and it turns into a
giant dinosaur.
Look, this is dumb. But I could see someone making this as an anime.
I could see the merchandising working for it. Mattel would be on this wouldn't believe. They'd be like, okay, dinosaurs which turn into people, kids will get into that. And then vice versa. All right, so give me the pitch. Is it a male or female cast?
Well, you go with your typical Power Ranger loadout.
Okay, so three boys,
dudes, two girls. Maybe throw in a non-binary.
Yeah.
Animal companion.
A robot, dinosaur, man.
What if the animal companion is a dinosaur?
Like a little baby stego?
Yeah.
Yeah, dig that.
Yeah, that could be fun. I don't know why, but I'm imagining it animated in the style of like Captain Planet. Like that 90s style.
Well,
like,
the question is, because every Power Rangers has a different gimmick for transformation. Like Mighty Morphin was the belts. Space had the watches. And then there was one with the flip phones. So they've all got different things.
The pirate one had little toy pirates of themselves, which were keys, which they put into their guns.
I guess the question is, would it be that the villains are meat eaters and the heroes are plant eaters?
So I'm going to go on a bit of a tangent here.
Yeah.
But in New Zealand at Weta Workshop, they've done a full concept movie about these kingdoms of meat eaters versus kingdoms of plant eaters.
Huh.
And it is so... When you go to New Zealand, please check it out.
Oh, we've already booked in for Weta. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
The Auckland one?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's the primo one.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's such a cool concept. But I don't think it'd be that because I don't think that's... It'd have to be there's like a witch corrupting the dinosaurs.
Enemy the meteor.
The enemy could be based on the meteor. Yeah.
I have an idea I want to run by you. Instead of it being them fighting other dinosaurs, they're fighting cavemen.
Unga bungas
that have come back.
Putties with big...
So the putties could
wearing
be cavemen,
like leopard skins.
But then they're led by like a shadow dinosaur.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They're
riding
a
mammoth or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so reverse Power Rangers, but animated.
Well, so the other funny thing there is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the Western version of it was they got the power of dinosaurs from the coins.
Yeah.
However, the Japanese version of it was they were dinosaurs that had evolved into humans.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
so that really works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, cool.
I dig it.
All right. that we're going to call that Super Tetsuo Dinosaur Rangers. I don't know.
Why Tetsuo?
Because I was thinking of the sushi train place.
Attack on Unga Bunga.
It's not Attack on Titan. It's Attack on Unga Bunga. They come out with the huge tubs. Unga, Unga.
Super Prehistoric Warriors Zed.
Yeah. All right.
Why the Zeds?
Kenny, your idea was speculatively made Dinos DXD.
Yes. Look,
DDD.
High School DXD was a fascinating trip into the minds of a hentai artist. This was a person who had worked on horrifying things, only to make a zombie anime.
That's High School of the Dead.
Oh.
DXD was the one where it was the succubuses and the demon.
I think
girls.
I screwed those titles up. Sorry, they both have high school in them. What
they
can
do.
I say?
Yeah. So are you thinking like a zombie apocalypse, but dinosaurs?
No. I was thinking sort of
dinosaur zombies.
Wicked. Well, I've come back.
I've seen that.
It has been done. There's a show called Primal by Gendy. I forget his last name. He's awesome. So I'm thinking just like. It almost feels like it should write itself. Just the general sort of style of the High School of the Dead, the cast, like anime people surviving things. But just toss them into Jurassic Park. The dinosaurs are loose. A bunch of anime characters are trying to escape.
High School of the Dino.
Yes. It's like, we've imported them to like show you at a school fair. Oh, no, they got loose.
No, it's the island. It is the island, right?
But it's got a high school on it.
It's got a high school on it.
Because Japan.
And they specialize in a course in raising and nurturing dinosaurs.
Yes.
All right, yeah.
So that you can become like a dino worker.
Yeah. So the island, not the whole island, is for dinosaurs. Half the island is a normal accommodation and a town, and the other half is dinosaurs, which, you know, OSHA would not approve of.
Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
But then a Titan dinosaur broke the wall, and now the Titan dinosaurs are boring.
I mean, well, yeah. It could,
a Titanosaur?
I know exactly what's happening. A group of plucky kids sneak out of school at night to go visit the dinosaur they really like and accidentally short out the wall.
Oh, no.
Now they have to fight back in, I don't know.
Mech suits.
Yeah. With really weird physics and upskirt shots of the boys.
And the robots have Gainax jiggle.
Yes.
Yeah. Which part of a robot? Don't answer that question.
Missile launches.
Missile launches. The pectoral chest pieces of armor can go up and down, and also the kneecaps.
The kneecaps, which are also missile launches.
I regret my decision sometimes.
Being on this show.
But just based on a standard, like, it is literally the standard anime disaster situation.
Yeah, of like a bunch of kids
in environment they shouldn't be in. Add in a club that needs one more member.
Oh, it's
more like
Overraptor Club.
Like,
I've got enough love for them, so they're going out.
I simply haven't given this concept enough thought because my concept just feels like
it's
so
itself.
Basic that it should have already been done.
You're not wrong. The amount of anime we see where it's some wacky thing on an island, you know, there is a club, there is a school, it makes no sense. I mean, like, Girls in Panzers, they're on tanks that are on a ship that is based, set up like a
school.
Live ships, like it's an entire town on an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
But it makes no sense because it seems like Japan's fine.
It's amazing. It's an awesome idea, but it's just like, what?
Yeah,
but
right?
It's not supposed to make sense. It's anime. Every time you question the reality of an anime, God kills a cat girl.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and that's why there's none left,
right? No, they've made a comeback through strong preservation programs.
And smoking commercials.
Camels.
All right. We mentioned this, but mine is Dinotopia, but Japan, which I'm going to call Dinippon.
That sounds dirty.
Don't you dare.
I like the pun.
Thank you. So the idea, if you're not aware of Dinotopia, this was a series of books that was really popular in the 90s and early 2000s that were picture books designed
fantastically
for kids.
Fantastically illustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful pictures.
All illustrated about humans living alongside dinosaurs. The plot was kind of a bit loose, but let's take that concept of humans living getting along dinosaurs in the modern world. And there are two approaches to this. There is the Amagi Brilliant Park approach, where they are now small and live alongside humans, but people think they're kind of stuffed creatures. But take the stuffed creatures away and make it, that's just the normal the society with dinosaurs alongside it. Or you have the opposite side, where dinosaurs still exist in the wild in the world, and therefore humanity has had to evolve, and its defense technology has gone down a different path because it's all about keeping the dinosaurs out of the cities.
Yeah, it's sort of like we saw this with Kaiju number 8 recently. Yeah. How it's sort of like, okay, kaijus are now a thing. That means there are now safety measures, there's bunkers, there's entire organizations, there's social structures set up for the fact that kaiju exist now. It's become not so much commonplace, but an accepted part of reality. So, same thing. Weird time travel nonsense has happened, and now dinosaurs have returned to Japan specifically.
I don't mean to say, like, rain on your parade, but do you know the plot of Exoprimal?
No.
There's one specific island stuck in a time loop where dinosaurs exist.
Huh.
And you get stuck in that time loop, and you can't escape, and you have a mech suit, and you have to beat all the dinosaurs.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a fantastic concept, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Game tanked.
Oh.
Yeah, that checks out.
Why do people not like dinosaurs? It feels like it's so easy to like them.
I think it's that we have that thing where a lot of, like, our generation, millennials in particular, were exposed to a lot of dinosaur content growing up because for some reason it was in vogue. Unfortunately, I think a lot of millennials have kind of burnt themselves out with work and everything else and perhaps put a lot of their passions on the back burner or no longer consider it. And, you know, it might be because we're neurospicy.
Well, also,
but it might also just be because there's just not the interest. They think it's childish.
You know what? Okay, add another one to the list of anime we could make up. Dungeon Meshi, but with dinosaurs. I want to know what a T-Rex tastes like. What, chopped and buttered, what does T-Rex taste like?
The entire time I've known you, you've wanted to eat a dinosaur.
Yes.
I've got another one to throw in.
Throw it on a kebab over a fire. What is it like? I want to know.
A Gretzko dinosaur. Businessman dinosaur.
Yes.
And
that's kind of where my brain was heading with, like, them in humanity, in society.
Oh my God, I could actually see that as well. You see sort of like the cubicle farm, and you just see the shadow of a dinosaur just sort of creeping through the cubicles in the background, like a T-Rex or something.
Sorry.
My name is Ryu. I work in an office. I don't like it here, but my passion is death metal.
T-Rex noise from Steven
Spielberg.
It's
got to be the opposite way around because he's such... Everyone thinks he's so angry. He's
super sweet and kind and gentle.
Diorama creation. Flowers.
He likes baking.
Yeah.
But his arms with are too short hands.
Yes. Oh, see, like, this is a field rich with silly ideas for good comedy anime or for just insane etchy stuff. Like, there are so many ways you could do
How
this.
How are you etching the dinosaurs?
You did it.
No, you said because of High School of the Dead.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there is. Like, this is the thing, though. Like, there is room to do this. And the thing is that in most kaiju series, you don't care about the humans.
No.
In a dinosaur series, you would.
Because it's the humans escaping from crazy different dinosaurs.
Yeah. Like, it's the same premise. Like, the underlying ideal behind it when humans encounter dinosaurs is the same premise as humans encountering zombies or any other unnatural sort of supernatural thing. It's the escape and the staying away from them and keeping alive. Whereas with kaiju, it's who's going to win.
Well, do you all remember Rampage?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I...
The fighting game, yeah?
Yeah, the fighting game. It was giant monsters fighting in the city. Ooh. And then they made a movie about it with The Rock.
Oh, I did not see that.
And it was very much a, we don't really much care for the people. We just want to see the animals fighting.
Well, I mean, that's the case with all of the Godzilla universe.
Well, it's...
For God's sakes. Like, I don't want to see Eleven's adventure with the Wilder People kid. I want to see Godzilla and Kong beating the hell out of each other.
Well, like, I would enjoy that with dinosaurs. I want to see two big dinosaurs fighting each other.
Hell yeah.
Like, humans can whatever, like, run away. You guys saw the big boys fighting.
You guys saw the Peter Jackson King Kong movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic. That had a video game which came out alongside
Escape from Skull Island?
Yeah, where you are fighting bloody dinosaurs with Tommy guns and spears. And I'm just like, why was this not bigger?
Is it just me or, like, the video game tie-in movies just really either not exist anymore or are just panned because they are rubbish.
The problem with video game movie games is they just stick to the plot of the movie. Movies and video games are two very different storytelling mediums.
But like, you look at how the PS2 times, right?
Harry Potter, Star Wars, Twilight.
There were those overriding. Yeah, they still stuck to the main plot, but they added more in.
How was Twilight?
The Harry Potter and Star Wars, yes.
Especially, yeah.
Twilight, no. Twilight? And then like other ones like that.
Some of the early Iron Man games on the PS2.
Oh, the Lego Lord of the Rings ones.
Any of the Lego ones were good.
I think it depends on the franchises. Like, I feel like the Lego ones were especially done well.
Yeah.
But that's because they weren't legit, like, just stuck to the movie. They were telling their own story.
Yeah.
Did you see the, Captain America one that came out with the movie?
No.
It was so unlike the movie because it was basically just like, okay, it's just Captain America raiding this one massive Nazi compound which is full of all of his classic villains in World War II. And it was just like...
That's weird.
We could have had that as a movie as well, and that would have been amazing.
Oh, and then there were the Wolverine ones as well.
Oh, yeah. Not good. And the
They weren't great. The new one looks fantastic, however. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you seen how people can play it? You just hold down forward on the joystick and he does everything.
Isn't that Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time?
No.
Yes?
No.
How do you jump over bridges?
Yeah, but
that's... You just press forward. Takes no skill. You can do it with a blindfold.
Sure you can. However, you still have to... move left and right. You have to use your items. You have to pick things up and move them.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that in this game as well.
Mm. Yeah, true. Is it made by the same folks who did the...
Spider-Man games recently.
Oh, the recent... Okay, yes. The Spider-Man games and not the Avengers games?
No, it's the same team as Spider-Man.
Okay.
Which was fantastic. Yeah, I loved the Spider-Man games.
I really need to play them.
We can argue about video games for ages. But
this isn't a video game podcast.
Yeah. But dinosaurs.
Okay, there is a video game called The Isle, though, which I've been looking at a bit more
I've
lately.
Got it.
It's an older one.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Did you say bad?
Eh.
Eh?
Eh.
I've mostly just been enjoying the social media sort of like.
Oh, the one where the flying dude is like, kill them.
Yeah, he's using this voice modifier to make him sound like very, very godlike and ethereal. It's like, kill the Pachycephalosauruses only. They know only bonk. They bonk friend and foe.
What kill the
Pachycephalosaurus.
What's a Pachycephalosaurus?
They are the dinosaurs.
The bald dinosaurs.
They have like a big shell on their top of their head.
Oh.
They like they're famously
the ones that run into each other.
Headbutting.
And, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
They were like
the one where people are like, I want to see bald people fight like this.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it's like
oh no.
But yeah, seeing that guy's clips has made me want to play The Isle and I'm just like
I've got a copy of it and
I wish you could transfer it to someone else.
I wish you could, because I would just give it to you. I bought it to play with somebody I was seeing once, and then I didn't enjoy it.
It does look very basic as a game. It's just sort of like, okay, you're being a dinosaur, you're eating to survive, you eat each other.
It's very roleplay heavy.
Roleplay as dinosaurs?
Yeah.
As like talking dinosaurs?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't get into it.
Not the baby!
Not the mama! Not the mama!
There's no...
Playing as dinosaurs.
NPCs. Everyone in there is player characters.
So it requires everyone to be... You need to be in a server with other people.
Yes.
Oh, that's boring.
You can't play on your own.
Oh, nah. I mean, like, I get the idea behind it, but it's also like if they're... You need... Game designers need to realize that their game needs to have NPCs.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's an always online. It means that if you don't get enough players, your game dies.
Yeah.
If you do have enough NPCs and things for them to interact with without interacting with other players, that gives it a second life and a possibility for you to fix it after launch to bring more people in.
Yeah, it's Final Fantasy mastered this quite well. It's sort of like in dungeons, you can go in with players, or you can go in with a team of bots to sort of like act as your sort of support units. I'm just like, okay, yep, so... Even if the game were to die, impossible for in Final Fantasy's case, you know...
Critically acclaimed Final Fantasy Online?
Yeah, the critically acclaimed Final Fantasy Online, now complete with the expansions, award-winning expansions. I'm forgetting this entire thing.
Shadowbreak or something, Dawnwalker.
King Rises. Pick two words
together.
Yeah.
Return of the Shadow Dawn Magic Man.
Quick, get the manatees.
Get the dartboard.
But yeah, like, look, going back to the topic at hand, dinosaur anime isn't really big. And it's, you know...
Unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, and there are ways that it could be.
It displeases the tism. There should be more dinosaurs.
Exactly.
But there's two things that go together, well, it's autism and anime. So why hasn't anime given into autism and made dinosaurs?
On trains.
On trains. In space.
Oh, dinosaur train!
Oh, my God. Don't. Because, like, we've had snakes on a train. You could have dinosaurs on a train, and it is a transport thing for moving them between the theme parks.
Okay, but that would be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I would go to space to go to the dinosaur theme parks.
But like,
yeah, I wasn't talking about space dinosaurs, but like just like trains. Think of like Cabin Area of the Iron Fortress, but like
dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yes. The dinosaurs are attacking the train and they've got to mount the weapons on the train and maybe use a mech, which is a repurposed like lifter to move stuff.
With
to hold
Guy
and
X Bounce.
Yes.
I don't mean to like ruin your guys' parade, but Banjo-Tooie has dinosaur trains.
What?
You get dinosaurs on the trains to get them to the theme park.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they can be reunited with
their
mom. I
really need to play those games.
No, not to the theme park, to the dinosaur world.
Like the dinosaur sanctuary or something.
Yeah. Back to their mom.
Name? What? I didn't get to play Tooie.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Tooie's fantastic. All the levels are connected. Yeah. Because you know how in the first one, like, all the levels are individual?
Because the first one kind of took the approach of, like, the Donkey Kong games, where it was you went from level to level, then afterwards they expanded the idea.
Or, like, your standard Super Mario thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But Banjo-Tooie, the worlds expand as you go. Like, you unlock new moves in a new world, and then that world connects to that one through a secret path.
So that's like Sonic Adventure 2.
Oh, that is
2.
Madness.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so... We need a day where I can like speed run it for you guys.
Yes.
Kawhi-Fi plays Banjo-Tooie.
I'll play the first two Banjo-Kazooie games.
Yeah, not the third
I won't
one.
Play Pilot and I won't play Nuts and Bolts.
Play Nuts and Bolts. Your suffering pleases
me. What was the other game that had Nuts and Bolts? It was Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, hell yeah. That was great though.
Up Your Arsenal.
Well, yeah, but they've got one which was like Nuts and Bolts. Hmm. And it was literally titled Nuts and Bolts as well. And
I think that was like the third or fourth one, yeah.
Something like that.
Was it any good?
Yeah.
I mean, were they all good? Ratchet and Clank kind of died off after the second one.
Yeah, well, there you go.
The first one was peak.
I loved the first one. And that was the thing when I still played on my PlayStation.
Remember Captain Quark?
Hell yeah. But like when I still played on my PlayStation, didn't shift to the PC Master Race, I was hoping that they would drop the OG Ratchet and Clank, but no, they did their updated new one that was the only one that you could like get. And it's just like, I want to play the original.
Let me help you set up a PS2 emulator.
And then around that time, there was also...
Are we allowed to say that or is that illegal?
It's not illegal to say we're going to set it up.
Hey Nintendo,
you've got the
fight me.
Well, it's PS2, it's Sony. Yeah, so.
It's Sony, then it's entirely.
It's rare. Yeah. It's technically not Sony either.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And then there was also Jak and Daxter around that time.
Oh hell yeah!
And like technically, you still have the games, so you know.
And then who was the Juju dude?
The what?
Oh.
Juju dude.
Yeah, you remember him?
Yeah, I do.
I remember a guy with a wand. Yes.
Also Gex. I started playing old school Gex. It is so weird.
And I also saw one called Voodoo Vince. You're a little voodoo doll.
Yep, that one was
popular
as well.
That was like earliest Xbox
and then
era.
Psychonauts.
I was going to say, we are way off topic.
We are way off.
So, we'll PS2 stop nostalgia. Classics.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Kawhi-Fi Radio.
Tonight on Anime Communique.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Nothing brings ratings up like a little controversy.
Okay, but if we're doing the dinosaur train part, then Samuel L. Jackson has to be on it, and he has to die, like, early. Just...
You need to join the conversation later, because you don't wait for the bed to drop.
Dang it.
Yeah, you wait for Kyle to cue you in.
Because I need to then put the graphic up, and I need enough time for the graphic to be on screen.
Yeah, I'm talking underneath the graphic. The graphic cannot silence me.
It's just like Kenny's face underneath the graphic,
like,
holding it up.
That little corner, like that.
Are you sure about that?
Anime news. There's always something going on.
Controversy. Kenny doesn't wait.
Surprisingly, we haven't got a proper controversy this week because things have kind of been a little bit quiet after the Anime Expo finished.
Well, we've got D23 on at the moment.
Didn't he? First things first, we have two deaths to report on. The first one is the mechanical designer Katsushi Murakami. He has passed away at 83.
Yes, he has passed away a couple of weeks ago now. It's this was around during the extra that we did earlier, but we weren't doing the news for that, so we weren't able to report on it.
You did say he'd done a lot of kind of random stuff, and holy cow.
This gentleman, this very, very artistic man, is the reason you have the iconic design for every Zord you ever seen, every Sentai Senshi suit you've ever seen. Just everyone who is wearing, like, kick-ass, like, Power Rangers, Kamen Rider, Megazord's outfits, it's because of this man.
He's been at Bandai since 1961.
If a company wanted to, like, sell an idea, they came to him to say, look, we need you to design a wicked suit. And he's just like, yeah, no problem.
Oh, so he's the guy from Invincible that does all the suits that's voiced by Mark Hamill.
Kind of. So a lot of anime designed toys for Tokusatsu and Sentai live action shows such as Kamen Rider.
Voltron, of course.
Mazinga Z for the...
Oh, Mazinga!
With Chogokin being the metal used to construct it.
Galgadizer as well?
He's known for designing the Chogokin line of robot ties. He was with Shin Tetsujin 28, Golding Lightan, the Golden Warrior, Machine Robo Battle Hecklers, Video Warrior Laseron...
Battle Headless?
Raiden the Brave, yeah. Gekuso, Ruben Kaiser, Kishin, Tyson, Gigantic Formula, Space Adventure Cobra, designed the cars for F-Zero Falcon Densetsu anime.
Wicked.
Planner in 3x3 Eyes, Little Twin, Super Dimensional Force Macross 2, the movie. Just to name a few. But yeah, unfortunately...
Everything short of Evangelion. From Devil May Cry.
Yeah, basically, every mecha short of Evangelion, he's had like...
And Gundam.
He's had some kind of a part of, or he's inspired.
It's not so much mecha, it's mechanical design work. Mm. So it was like an engineer sort of designer. But he was designer, planner, and toy designer. And, you know, he's been involved in a lot. So, it'd take too long to go through all of the Kamen Rider stuff that he's designed for them, which then made it into the show. But apparently his health has been poor this year. He's passed away at 83 from
Gifu. Which is, you know, what, 83? Is good innings in this industry, especially.
And then we've got to go over to the English side of things. Michael Donovan, the voice of Ryoga in Ranma and Half, and Rasta Roshi in Dragon Ball, has passed away as well.
Damn.
Did you say Rasta Roshi?
I don't think so.
Man.
You might have heard of Master Roshi.
You got to hit him with the bomber clad Kamehameha.
You've seen those as well, then.
Okay. So he passed away. He was 72 in March, would have turned 73 this year in June. He was Ryoga in the original Ranma Half. He was Sai in Ronin Warriors, Zoken Matto in Fate Stay Night Heaven's Feel, Master Roshi in the old dub of Dragon Ball, and Primus in Transformers Cybertron.
Wicked.
He wasn't really that old. He's also been in animated series on General TV. He was Fong in Reboot. Guile in Street Fighter.
Man.
Jack Hollister from Sky Surfer Strike Force. Wes Weasley in The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know this, but Eggplant, Wizard, and Captain N, the Game Master, and Sabretooth in X-Men Revolution back in the day.
Oh, X-Men Revolution.
Evolution.
Oh, Evolution.
I'm putting R's on everything.
Yeah.
Yaman.
X-Men Evolution.
That was the anime one in the 2000s.
Which was that the one sort of like isometric top-down and you control people?
No. It was the TV series. Had two seasons. It's where they introduced Kitty Prowler into the animated
and where Rogue really got into her alternative goth girl scene.
Yeah.
She had like that mesh green shirt and
peak. that was
the only thing you need to know from X-Men Evolution was Rogue was a babe.
Yeah. But yeah, so obviously, back to the point, Michael Donovan obviously passed away. A lot of feathers in his cap there. It's a real shame. Fellow voice actor Ian James Corlett made the post about his death. Ian obviously worked on a lot of similar things with him. He was in, you know, Reboot, Marvel vs. Capcom, and lots of kind of Japanese translated stuff. So Beast Machines, Transformers. He was Cheetor. Pillar in Cyberpunk Edge Runners, the guy who announced it.
The big hand dude, yeah. Rebecca's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So like this guy's been in a lot as well. Obviously part of that older cast of voice actors who, you know, a lot of people who grew up in like the 90s and 2000 will recognize those voices. But yeah, a shame that we've lost two kind of really big names in the background of things over the years. So it is a shame, but you know, all the best to the family and to the fans of those characters as well. Moving on to some brighter news, Apothecary Diaries Season 3 has confirmed it debuts next season. October 2nd is when it's back.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I'm still a bit, you know, just miffed that it just sort of snuck past me the fact that it is in fact the Sherlock Holmes anime of the season.
Yeah. I mean, like, I wasn't expecting that, but...
I just thought, okay, this is really, really cool and interesting. Wait, I know this exact dynamic from somewhere, from classic literature. God damn it, they did another one!
It has been translated into 16 languages, the books now, and there is more than 57 million copies in circulation worldwide. Like, so
absolutely.
I think I need to sit down and watch it, because all I know of it is suck on a frog.
You need to sit down and watch this show, mate.
It's good. It's good. So there is a movie in production as well. I'm not seeing anything in the update here. I believe it did come out, but
I don't think it's out in Japan yet.
I've seen the poster for it. It looks good. Looks like they go adventure.
Film opens in theaters on December 11. Brand new story by the original novel series writer as well. So that's pretty good. Moving on.
So is this going to be sort of like Naruto movies where they have absolutely nothing to do with the main story?
Yes.
Awesome.
Which is and good. Everyone dies from a Rasengan.
Yes.
No, I kid you not.
No, it's
or it's like the slime movies where they actually do absolutely nothing other than just kind of introduce a new random character who will just appear in the background at some point.
Yep.
Kaiju number 8 has a short 4-episode run of Narumi's Week at Work, which is a short sort of set of from a story. This is going to premiere on September 5, have 4 episodes. It's not continuing the main story. This is a side story after that, which is frustrating because I want the main story to come back already. I'm sick of waiting. We do know season 3 is in the works. We just don't have an exact date yet for where it's landing. I think it's going to be 2027 at the rate things are going.
Awesome.
This week in anime, are these Yuri anime poisonous? Okay.
Let me lick it and find out.
It actually has a picture of a girl licking another girl's ear. So, yeah. Moving on.
I'm just getting bloody JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. Tastes like a coward.
Liar. Tastes like a liar.
Right, yes, sorry.
I'm just now imagining with that voice with it being Vegeta licking Trunks going, "You taste like a coward, son."
God.
Konosuba season 4 is in the works. I believe we mentioned it in passing. It has moved to yet another studio. It's now Studio Engi, who we do know are quite good.
I mean, they're good, but it's just sort of like,
how did this happen?
Is Konosuba cursed?
I think it's just the issue that, because we had Studio Dean animate the first 2 seasons. Studio Drive was set up to animate the third. JC staff animated the film. Drive was the one who animated the third and did the spin-off, and we were expecting them to continue. But I don't know what's happening with Studio Drive, because they had a run of like 3 seasons back-to-back where they had something. And then after that, it's been really quiet. They're now just doing a lot of in-between and support work.
A lot.
Yeah. ReZero, a lot. Konosuba season 3 and the bonus, they did everything for that. It's kind of weird. It seems like they've just kind of, dropped into the background again. Maybe they're having financial issues, or maybe they're just planning larger projects that they just haven't got the time for.
They probably just don't want to get into crunch culture and turn into MAPPA.
Yeah, this is true. They are also revealing a 10th anniversary video as well, which has come out because it's now been 10 years since the first season.
Hey.
Which is... not,
oh, wow.
Well, I don't think it's 10 years since the first season. I think it's 10 years since the first light novel. No, 10 years since the first season. It was January 2016. So, yeah. Hopefully,
I am an old man.
No, right? The latest light novelist is supervising it. The translation is God's blessing on this wonderful world, Connoisseur Bar. Prosperity on this lovely town. I think that kind of... that's a game that's coming. We'll launch on mobile and PC later this year. Never mind then. We will worry about that later. It's probably another gacha one because they closed the old gacha one, and the old gacha one actually had more story than the anime and the manga.
Yeah, didn't we both start playing that? And then yeah. I think we dropped it pretty quickly.
I played a lot of it, but I wasn't really reading the story. But now I know that there's a point where like he becomes in charge of like an idol group in the series. It's just basically he wants to make money now that they've defeated the demon gods, and he thinks idols will do it. Because idols and magic. So, yeah, I don't know. Look, there's a lot. Whether that is exclusively to the game, I don't know. But
I'm waiting for him to realize he has to become the villain.
Steal!
That's the only way to escape this world is to become the villain.
Right, yeah.
I dig that.
Dangers in My Heart manga is ending in 3 chapters. We thought this was going to end a lot earlier than it did, but they announced, yeah, it's in the final run, but now it's been... It's kind of like...
So they found the last danger in the heart?
Yeah, they actually did. Oh, okay. It was self-doubt all along. Yeah.
Of course!
It's a beautiful and sweet series. The 196th chapter, so it'll be the 199th chapter will be the final one. They announced that it would end in its 14th compilation book volume, but it's taken so long to get there because there's been a lot of breaks in production for the creator's health. So hopefully we get there before the end of the year. That would be nice. But yeah, if you want a cute sort of high school love story that is a little bit unrealistic, but still good fun, check it out. It's not even high school. It's technically middle school. So there you go. Mm. Yeah. And then Crunchyroll. We've got good news. Suzume is finally being released globally, except all of Asia.
What?
Because they already have it. because Crunchyroll do not have the rights there for distribution.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's going to be on Crunchyroll. They've acquired the worldwide distribution rights for Suzume. They did not reveal when... it's not Suzume. No, I am wrong. Crunchyroll have acquired the rights for worldwide distribution of Makoto Shinkai's new feature film.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, Suzu what? You.
Suzu us?
Our
Suzu.
The only thing we know was from 2025 December when he announced he's working on a new film, and that's it.
Do we... anything?
He has a heartfelt message for you that he shared on Crunchyroll India, and he's looking older now, for sure. But
time is inevitable.
Yeah. Other than that, we don't know. It's a new film alongside dependable companions. He could not formally announce the work yet. Crunchyroll have not announced what the new film is, but that's coming sometime soon.
Get a Crunchyroll account again.
No. That means it'll be in cinemas because it's being distributed by Sony Pictures.
Oh.
So we can go see it in the cinema.
We gotta go to the movies again.
Go to the movies again.
Hell go yeah. Buy the popcorn.
Yeah. But yeah.
Take out another mortgage.
To buy popcorn.
To buy popcorn.
20 minutes of ads.
But yeah. So that's coming up as well. So that's kind of cool as well of like new things coming around, finally getting information on them. And that's where we're going to leave the news.
Kawaii-Fi Radio.
And that is indeed where we're going to leave things for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Mm-hmm. Next episode, Paprika.
At last.
Seasoning. For our food.
And our minds.
Am I to understand neither of you have seen that yet?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know enough about it because of the zeitgeist around how strange it is.
It's a delightful little acid trip.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? It is an acid trip.
Is this going to be one of those shows that we watch together?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down for having a group watch session. I've still got all of the American popcorn powder to make proper popcorn, cinema popcorn.
I was going to say, let's just get a pepperoni pizza.
Oh, big.
A big pepperoni pizza.
And then
pizza.
You pour the popcorn onto the pizza.
I'm like Mac Daddy size.
Yeah.
Okay, that's happening. That's how we're doing this.
Doing it TMNT style, baby.
If you're not aware of Paprika, well, you're in for a ride. It is a very unusual film. It came out in 2006, and September marks 20 years for it. It is directed by Satoshi Kon, and
spicy.
Let's just say that if you are it's based on a novel, but if you are a person who, shall we say, indulges in substances which alter the mental state of your being, do not do so while watching this film.
We can't stop you.
I mean, we can't stop you, but let's just say that it's not going to be fun.
Or it could be very fun.
It's about a psychological research and the things that are connected with that. That's all you get. You'll have to stay around to find out more about that. As always, big thanks to our Patreon members for their support.
Cheers all.
Yeah, if you do want to support us and the channel, then you can head to our Patreon link. We have extra episodes of Bits and Pieces which go up there. We'll have more coming soon to the platform. They know what's going on. Just a lot of life events at the moment. However, there is a lot in the works. Tifa sends her regards from her house without internet.
Yeah, she only gave us short notice.
You've been listening to Kawaii Up Radio. Thank you for joining us, and until next time,
watch some anime.
Tifa's gonna kill you for that.
She can try. I'll hold her at arm's length. Oh, no.